Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show. I am James Boslaw, your Fredericksburg area realtor and vacation rental investor. And this show is all about real estate in the Fredericksburg area, the Fawn Lake community, and the vacation rental space. I help people buy and sell homes because I believe that everyone should grow their wealth as they live in or own a home that they love. I also believe that you should feel confident when you are buying or selling a home, and confidence comes when you are well-educated and informed, and that's what this show is all about. Enjoy the show. Hey everybody, welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show, where in today's episode, I'm going to talk about the mind shift that needs to take place for buyers and sellers in our current market. There is definitely a shift that's taking place. You've heard me talk about it for the last several episodes. It's here to stay. And so I'm going to talk to you about why there's a shift that's taking place in the market, our current reality, and we're actually going to look back 5 years all the way to 2020 up until now and what has led us to this current market that we're in. So I am going to focus on five key points. And at the end of those five key points, we're going to talk about what that means for buyers, for sellers, and for investors. So let's just start off by saying the first point of the 5 points I want to make in this episode, let's take a look at what the sales and inventory trends are in our current market. Right now, home sales remain near 30-year lows. Now, I didn't say home prices. I said home sales. There has not been a lot of transactions. There's not been a lot of homes that have sold. Obviously, there are different variables that have led to that, but particularly it's affordability, which is the number one problem that has created an issue for the number of sales that we're experiencing. So we are currently at 30-year lows for the number of home sales that are taking place in our current market. Now, inventory is rising steadily. I'm not calling for a crash. We're not seeing inventory rise too much, but we are seeing a steady rise in inventory. So obviously with more homes for sale, that definitely creates a shift in the market more towards the buyers. We are also seeing that homes are staying on the market longer. Matter of fact, they're on the market twice as long now as they were just 5 years ago. And so this has created a shift in the market. Obviously, all of this favors the buyer as we see that homes aren't moving as quickly as they used to. Inventory is rising. So with inventory rising and demand staying about the same, that has changed some leverage in the market, and home sales are staying on the market longer because the demand has not increased with that rising inventory. So that's what's taking place currently regarding sales and inventory trends. And it's the first of the five signs that we are in a shifting market. The second thing I want to talk about is home prices and affordability. Price appreciation has significantly slowed. Now, homes are still appreciating, but they are appreciating at a much slower pace. Matter of fact, I looked back at 2020 and saw that homes on average increased by 10% in 2020. They increased by 15% in 2021. That was the greatest appreciation year. They increased by 11% in 2022. And then it started to slow down. In 2023, we saw a 3% increase in appreciation. In 2024, we did see a little bit more of a 5% increase in appreciation, all the way to this year where we're still remaining at about 5% increase in appreciation. So you saw there that there were several years where we had record historic appreciation levels, but they started to slow down the last several years as the interest rates have come up. But prices are still going up. And that is something that I want to clarify, is that prices are of homes are still going up, but they are going up at a slower pace. Get this, year-to-date average price right now is $516,000, 516,000 in 2025. Now, in 2020, just 5 years ago, the average sales price was $362,000. That means on average, the average American over the last 5 years has increased their net worth in their home by $150,000. Not to mention that they're paying down their mortgage at the same time. So they owe obviously much less than the amount of equity that they've gained just in value alone. So we're probably seeing homes that have increased in equity of near $200,000 on average. So anyone that's owned a home over these last 5 years or longer is doing very well and should be very, very happy about the equity that they've experienced in their home. This is record and historic appreciation that we have experienced. Now, going on to the third point, that mortgage rates and buyer activity has had some significant changes. We are currently, a 30-year fixed rate is at 6.8%. And that is on the higher end, which has made it hard for some buyers to afford the mortgage payments on these homes that have gone up in value while the interest rates remain high. So interest rates are suppressing affordability. This is the number one reason why there are not as many transactions this year. It has to do with the interest rates that have gone up that have created it harder for buyers to afford that mortgage payment every month. But refinancing, kind of ironically, has recently surged. And so even though 6.8% is high, it's lower than some of the rates we saw 1 to 2 years ago. So there is an increase in refinancing just recently. Now, as far as investor activity, this is on to point four. It is near multi-year lows. It's down 6% from a year ago. Investors simply are just slowing down their purchasing of homes due to the affordability issues. Now, as far as dynamics and outlook, the fifth and final point, there is definitely a shift to more of a buyer's market. Delistings are up 47%. People that aren't selling their homes are just taking them down. And first-time home buyers are now sidelined. They're waiting it out as they can wait for a time where they can afford more of a mortgage. So looking ahead, what does that mean? It means that we have some modest growth, but growth nonetheless. So there is an expectancy that home sale values will go up, but will do so at a much slower pace. So what does this mean for you? What does this whole shift mean? It means if you're a buyer, that you have more leverage. You now have less competition. There's more homes in the market. Interest rates should hopefully be coming down just a little bit, which means that you now have more opportunity than you've had over the last several years. Sellers, what does this mind shift mean for you? It means that strategic pricing and patience will be key. Your home is probably not worth as much as what you think it's worth. However, it's still going to have a lot of equity and you're still going to be able to sell that home, although it might take you a little bit longer to sell your home. So strategic pricing and patience will be key for any sellers. Now, what does this mean if you're an investor? Well, investors are steering away from residential and going more towards commercial right now. However, investors are always active in the market, taking a look at where the deals are. They might be harder to find, but they're definitely out there. I will say, as a vacation rental investor myself, I have seen more inventory growing in that short-term rental space and second home markets. And so you might be able to find some great opportunity in some markets that you would love to be in for the long term. But this is what's taking place in the market right now. This is the mind shift that we all need to just wrap our minds around, because the shift is here. It's here to stay. Sellers have been on an incredible run over the last 5 years, but we're starting to see things kind of slowly tilt back towards the buyer's favor as far as the market goes and the leverage, and things are being much more normalized. So that is what's going on in our current market. If you are looking to buy or sell a home this year, you can always reach out to me. You can call me, you can text me, you can email me, or you can just go right to my website at explorewithjb.com. Our brokerage, which just started this year, is having a great year. We have had a lot of sales, and it's actually been one of our best years ever since we've been in real estate for 10 years. And so we are thankful for each and every single client that we have the opportunity to serve. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to answer whatever questions that you have. But that is the mind shift that I want us all to try to get our minds wrapped around. The shift is here, and I hope that these stats and this information helps you understand just that. Well, with that being said, I thank you for watching this episode and listening to it, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.